Willie Jackson, Māori Development Minister, with us for our weekly kōrero. Tēnā koe, hoa.
Kia ora, bro.
Kia ora, Willie, thanks. Moriori Settlement Bill. Long time coming. I'm hoping you've had a chance to get down to Rekohu. It's a place that many of us would love to visit one day, but a significant day yesterday for them. What did you make of the advance of the bill that affects the people of Rekohu, Willie?
Well, it was wonderful, really. I got an opportunity to have a bit of a kōrero and spoke about their history, and also it was lovely to make a contribution, given that I am on my mother's side, Ngāti Tama, Ngāti Mutunga, which, you know, you probably wouldn't want people like me normally making a contribution, right, Dale, given our history in terms of Moriori. But as I said yesterday, you know, can't help the acts of my ancestors, or sins, some would say, in terms of what they did to Moriori, but I can certainly play a part in the reparations and in the justice side and the human side, and it was so just lovely to be part of that yesterday, and did a mihi to them for their mahi, for the work they've done, for a history that they should be proud of in terms of passive resistance, and all in all, a really good afternoon as we saluted the leadership of the Moriori's. And I have been down there. I went down there once for with Ronnie Mark, who was Defence Minister at the time, for the tangi of the last Māori Battalion officer, Bundy Reese, I think it was, the Kaua. He was 96, and was just a hero on that island. But I was able to, I spoke at the tangi with Ron, and it was just the honour. But you really got a real feel for that place when you go down there, the way to a place that's very special, and like yesterday, that was very special also.
Kia ora, Tūra Wera, and the decision by Tamati, who I spoke with earlier in the day, to remain closed. He's very conscious of the vulnerability of some of their communities. And you'd be well aware, eh, Willie, there's a sort of an inherent distrust by many who call Tūra Wera home of government policies and therefore government directives. So there are many sort of hanging in the wings and haven't exactly rushed to vaccination opportunities. As such, he says that we're too vulnerable and is going to keep the park closed until the end of January. What's your initial reaction to that kōrero?
Sorry, you're talking about Tamati, are you?
Cruiser and Tūra Wera, yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, they have their own rangatira tanga down there, their own sovereignty, so they have to do what's right by their people. So I understand completely where he's coming from, and you know, the reality is there are vulnerabilities, but they're in charge, eh, in terms of what they're doing. So, you know, it's not for me to be telling Tamati Kruger what to do. Yeah.
What do you make of these calls? Look, we're not going to set up borders, from all accounts. I just spoke with Kathy Holland from Kafias. She said, look, I'd prefer to put a roadblock, a brick wall on the road into Kafia, because we've got another three cases there yesterday. It's a small community, very vulnerable. We know that East Coast Iwi have asked people to modify their intentions over the summer, the same applying in Te Whanau Apanui, where I don't think they're talking roadblocks, but they're certainly talking about discouraging people who don't need to be there not to be, and the same in the north. These are non-binding requests from our people, and I don't sense for a moment that we're going to put up the stop signs so that there's hala on the highways, but what do you make of these sorts of calls and asking for people's goodwill and staying away so that we can try and contain the COVID threat?
Well, you know, I'd probably do the same thing. You know, you've got to do what you have to. People have to do what they have to do on the ground. Government has to do what we have to do. And we're all hoping that if we can get our people, if we can get the country at a high vaccination rate, and Māori are coming through, then that's going to help immensely. So I understand completely what people are doing. And I think some of the people doing it also understand the pressures that businesses have. It's a terrible, terrible situation, though, where you're trying to get the balance right in terms of people's health needs, and then you're trying to get the business needs right. It's almost like both sides are right, you know, and you can't presume that every Māori is thinking like you, because every Māori isn't, you know, I salute our Māori leadership who are doing what they have to do, and we have to do what we have to do. We don't win either way, right? If we had shut up the country, we would have been absolutely massacred, all right? It would have been the end of this government, and not just from Pākehā, from Māori too, right? Might have suited the Māori Party and their 1% of supporters, and a few others for us to shut the borders up forever. But I know most Māori want to get back to work. Most Māori want to get around the country. And we have to. So what we have to do is we have to balance what we're doing with vaccinations. We can't lock anyone up. We can't lock our people up, right? Even though that's what some groups, you know, some people want to keep us in a permanent lockdown for. It's not going to work. We're going to have to live with COVID. But the good thing is that our Māori providers are doing the business, and the vaccinations are starting to go through the roof. So that's good.
Thanks for your sharing some kōrero, Willie. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you.
Kia ora. Willie Jackson with us, Māori Development Minister. Thanks for tuning in today. It's Pākehā, current affairs from a Māori perspective and prioritising Māori.